It's January the 6th, and you're probably still holding out on that New Year's resolution. Just as surely as we indulge over the holidays, thousands of Canadians are now trying to detox. Maybe it's a juice fast or some colon cleansing, cutting out some carbs or sugar, maybe the booze. But when it comes to most detox programs, there's actually little scientific research to show they do any good. To help us understand the allure of detoxing and the evidence against it, I've reached Christy Brissette. She's a registered dietitian. Christy, describe some of the more common cleanses and detox diets for us.
Well, one of the most extreme detox diets is called the Master Cleanse. And this was made popular by Beyonce when she used this cleanse to lose weight for her role in the movie Dreamgirls. And what it involves is over 10 days, you're supposed to drink 6 to 10 glasses of a mixture of water, lemon juice, maple syrup, and cayenne pepper every day. And then you start each morning with a glass of salt water and have a laxative tea at night. Mm. And no other food or drink is allowed.
You know, I actually tried this diet many, many years ago. It must be over 10 years ago now. And it was awful. What kind of impact does it have on one's body?
Well, I'm sure you experience feeling weak and feeling dizzy and headaches. And that's, of course, because you're probably losing a lot of water and becoming dehydrated. So diets such as this can cause electrolyte imbalances, which can actually be quite dangerous. There's also other side effects, and the people at the highest risk of having harm from cleansing or detox diets is anyone with diabetes, heart or kidney or liver disease, and pregnant or lactating women. And, of course, anyone who is growing, so our children and teens, should never follow a cleanse or a detox diet.
And does this follow suit with all cleanses and detox diets? Is it sort of the same problems that come up over and over again physically?
Well, there's so many different types of detox diets. Some of them really limit the food and drink or types of, you know, entire food groups. And so over time, that can lead to nutritional deficiencies. But definitely the more extreme, the more questionable and problematic these diets could be. But on the flip side, I mean, if a detox diet is suggesting some healthy lifestyle changes and it gets you to reduce junk food and fast food in your diet and to eat more vegetables, then that's a good thing. And these are habits that can be maintained. But it's really the more extreme that we need to watch out for.
And it's interesting. You just have to line up in the grocery store to see all of the potential diets, cleanses, the latest fad. Why is it so popular?
I think it's because we see these celebrities really peddling these diets and peddling these products. So stars like Gwyneth Paltrow and Dr. Oz, they're all saying that the best way to promote health and cleanse your body is following these detox diets. But you have to question how they stand to benefit from this, and really it's sales. So if they can sell books or sell these herbal concoctions and make money off of it, then that's the reason we keep seeing these diets promoted in the media. And I think the other thing is that they really do offer hope of a quick fix. So that's why we see them just surging in popularity in the new year, because people may be feeling a bit guilty for overindulging over the holiday season. And so they're hoping by following a detox that they can really, you know, undo any of the potential damage and start off fresh. But the problem is that's not the way that our body works. So our body naturally cleanses and detoxifies every day. So our bowels, liver, and kidneys all work together to cleanse us. And the best way to support them in doing this is to follow a healthy diet, you know, as often as we can, trying to have lots of water, lots of fruits and vegetables, and fiber-rich foods like whole grains and beans, and try to cut down on some of the processed foods and added sugars.
It seems obvious. Why don't people just follow that method?
I think we tend to hear that, you know, despite the fact that there's not evidence to support that these diets are helpful or that they work, there still is some anecdotal evidence that tends to pop up. So, you know, maybe a friend of a friend has tried a detox diet and they say they felt better, or maybe they lost a few pounds. So people see this happening, and that tends to stick in our head more so than the science will. But oftentimes people feel better on these diets because they've made some positive changes, like having more vegetables or having less processed food. And there's no evidence that it's the body detoxifying.
So for those who might be standing in that grocery store lineup feeling a little sluggish after the holidays, what would you suggest that they should be considering instead of one of the detox diets?
Well, if somebody wanted to try a cleanse or a detox diet, then certainly speak to a medical doctor first to make sure that it's safe, especially if you're taking any medications or herbs or supplements. These could interact with some of the herbs that are in detox products. So you want to make sure that you're going about this in a safe way. You also want to speak to a dietitian to make sure that you're meeting your nutrient needs. And even better, rather than going on an overly restrictive cleanse or detox, I encourage people to set a goal for the new year that they can stick to. So whether it's replacing refined carbohydrates like white bread with whole grains, or trying to bring a healthy salad to work for lunch every day, these are changes that you can make that will improve your health and help you feel better, and you're more likely to stick to them. And that's the really important thing here, that by promoting healthy habits over the long term, you're going to have the greatest chance at controlling your weight and feeling great.
Christy, thanks so much for this.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Christy Brissett is a spokesperson for Dietitians of Canada. She's also a registered dietitian.